Last week we had the federal budget, and actually it was pretty good. I don't think there's been too many people suggest it wasn't a good budget. We know that we had to go into record deficit to help with the economic recovery for the country, but I think generally Tasmania did okay out of it.
Yeah, look, that is definitely the case. Tasmania has received a very good share of some pretty significant spending programs. The fact is that Australia needed a budget that catered to the needs of this country at this unprecedented time. No one at the beginning of 2020 could predict that this year was going to be the way it was. No one could predict that we were going to see the economic downturn that we have as a result of COVID, the number of businesses experiencing extreme difficulty, the number of Australians, and in our case, Tasmanians, are out of work or needing to rely on JobKeeper or JobSeeker to make ends meet. So this budget is the plan that we needed to be able to pave a roadway to recovery, to rebuild and reopen our economy, and that's exactly what it did. And so there are a couple of very good things in the budget that are of extreme benefit to Tasmania. If I can start with infrastructure, $360 million to be spent, in addition to the billions of dollars that have been spent by Australian taxpayers on Tasmanian roads over the last 6 or 7 years. We saw $40 million allocated to the Bass Highway between Deloraine and Devonport as part of that $360 million. A number of other projects around the regions in Tasmania, including one I was at today, the Tasman Bridge, which links the eastern and western shores, getting $65 million to keep that bridge in operation for a lot longer. There was continued support for something we've spoken about previously on your program, and that is the export assistance program to get our goods from Australia to our export markets, a further $317 million there. We, of course, are going to get a share of the $250 million announced in the budget for the Marinus project, the link that will get our hydro-generated electricity here to the mainland, clean energy being sold to the mainland, which will be a massive boon for our economy. The tax incentives for the 38,000 small businesses, which is going to seriously stimulate activity there and result in increased employment. And in my patch, in tourism, we saw $13.5 million specifically for Tasmania to help regional tourism businesses in partnership with the state government and regional tourism organisations to be able to get things ticking over there, and access to $100 million of funding through the Building Better Regions Fund, which will help local governments, not-for-profits, and cooperatives in the tourism space make applications for funding for specific tourism infrastructure projects, which I think is going to be great for our state and particularly for the coast over the next little while.
John, you mentioned the Marinus Link project. The bill for that's expected to be north of $1 billion. $250 million is a long way from that. So, and the opposition is saying that we won't see anything start on that for quite a few years yet. So what will that $250 million be used for in this current budget for the next 12 months?
Yeah, so look, we've got to accept that Project Marinus is a complex project. It's not the kind of thing you can draw up on the back of an envelope and work out the costs for in a really simple way. This is a piece of infrastructure which has got to stand the test of time and also stand up to the elements. It's out there in one of the roughest stretches of water in the entire world, and we've got to make sure it is operational, fit for purpose for a long time. So the $250 million and the portion of that that will go to Marinus is going to be to get the approvals and design in place to get this thing underway. It will be an expensive project, but here's the news. Both the Australian and Tasmanian governments have committed to this, and despite all the, the scaremongering, you might call it, from some in the community, this thing's going to be built, and it is going to generate jobs. It is going to create economic opportunities for our state like we haven't seen for decades, and I think this is a wonderful thing we'll be celebrating. And hopefully, while it is a little way off, there is a lot of expenditure. Once this thing is built, they say 3,800 jobs between northwestern Tassie and regional Victoria, and $7 billion worth of economic stimulus being injected into those communities. Great news for our state and also Victoria.
Can't come soon enough, I think, for a lot of people. The Bob Brown Foundation, as we know, have taken the government to the federal court again over the regional forest agreement. I know you follow this one fairly closely because you're Assistant Minister for Forestry and Fisheries as well. What stage are we at with that now? It was mentioned in federal court last week, I think, but what happens next?
Yeah, well, look, as it is before the court, I have to be pretty reserved in what I say. I mean, I've made the point previously on your program, all the Bob Brown Foundation and groups like the Bob Brown Foundation are doing is taking the forestry wars that they've reignited from the forestry coop to the courtroom. And it is an expensive, drawn-out battle, which is going to jeopardise thousands of jobs. You know, there's over 3,500 people directly employed in forestry that are going to be impacted by such a move by Bob Brown. So, yes, they're in the federal court, and I expect that'll be brought up in court again on the 19th of October, I'm advised.
That's Monday, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So not too far off now. I'm confident, given my belief in our forestry industry here in Tasmania, that we have a very good case. I believe that the forest industries here in Australia are done better than anywhere else in the world, as I've said previously. You compare us to places like West Papua, parts of South America, other parts of Southeast Asia, where they actually do deforest. They take trees out of the ground and they don't replant. Yes, we cut down trees for making timber, making paper, other purposes, furniture, appearance-grade timber products, etc. But we replant them. We manage the environment sustainably. We need timber. It is the most renewable, environmentally friendly construction material that's out there. And I think it's madness that we see the Bob Brown Foundation pursuing causes like this the way they are. I would urge them to think about their fellow Tasmanians when doing this sort of thing, because they are, as I said before, jeopardising thousands of jobs of hard-working, honest men and women in regional communities, many of whom are probably listening to your program now.
Yeah, I think the most cynical amongst us could probably say, well, you know, we hope they waste their money on court cases they can't win rather than spending it on protesting in the forest, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I reckon they could do the Australian thing at a time like this when we're trying to reopen the economy and just get behind our the Australian brothers and sisters who are doing it tough.
Indeed.
Rather than continuing like the world hasn't changed at all. It is very un-Australian what they are doing.
Now, today there was a virtual jobs fair. It was online. It was linked to get job seekers linked with employers, and you had a little bit to do with this. You had a look at it. Tell us all about that, Jono.
Well, look, it's a different world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah.
These things used to happen face-to-face in you know, open theatrettes or, you know, exhibition halls and the like, where employers, prospective employers, would gather with those who are interested in getting into the workforce, people recently out of work or young Tasmanians seeking to get into their first job. So today we did that online, and there were 44 exhibitors. There were a couple of workshops around resume writing and how to conduct interviews, and there were almost 3,000 job vacancies there.
Wow.
Just for Tasmania.
Just for Tasmania. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, look, this includes a whole range of different jobs, from in the defence forces to administrative jobs. There were jobs in the fruit picking sector. Some were permanent and ongoing jobs, some were full-time, part-time, some casual and seasonal, like I say, fruit pickers. But as I say, 3,000 jobs there, and I'm one of these people that believes work is not optional. If you can, you should. It's what we as Australians do. We contribute to the growth and betterment of our country, and we do everything we can with our arms, our legs, our mind to make this country a better place. There are jobs to be had there, and, you know, this was a great opportunity to get Tasmanians who are looking for work connected with employers who are looking for good, hard-working people that want to make a go of things. So, great initiative, and the website, if any of your listeners are interested, is employment.gov.au/TasmaniaVJF. That's employment.gov.au/TasmaniaVJF, and all the names of the employers are there. There'd be details about how to get in contact with them. A great initiative, something I hope a number of your listeners on the coast have taken up.
VJF stands for Virtual Jobs Fair, and I hope it's not an annual event, because I can see there'd be a case to argue for having this two or three times a year, because, you know, jobs don't happen once every 12 months, do they?
Well, that's exactly right. The need for jobs, especially now, right? Like, we're trying to reopen the economy. Businesses are looking for workers. Tasmanians are looking for jobs. I agree with you. I'm not sure when the next one is, but certainly I'll be putting the word in that we should be doing this more frequently. If it is only once a year, we should be doing it a lot more often than that.
Yeah, I think so too. Jono, thanks for your time as always today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Good on you, Martin. Talk to you soon.